You are now listening to Justice Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Justice Lit. It is a beautiful morning out here in Vancouver, British Columbia. We finally have gotten snow, although it's been, I think, about a week and a half. But I think it's our first time in my show where we've had some snow, and I might be wrong, so just letting you guys know I might be wrong, but we have gotten so much snow lately, and although it's been, you know, beautiful outside, there has been many instances where I've seen accidents happen and people getting hurt, and so I really hope people are being careful out here on the roads and just outside in general. I see out here at UBC there has been a lot of fun activities going on during the snowfalls. There was snowball fights that happened, obviously as like a fun cause. When I was commuting, we got schools, our school classes got canceled, in-person classes, for the past couple days. And so I wasn't able to step foot on campus for about just less than a week, I think. But right when I was entering campus, there was a huge snowman, which was also pretty cool to see. I think it was like twice the size of me. But, you know, I went sledding, which was fun as well. Made some snowmen myself. And just spent time with the family inside, which was also a really good thing. I didn't get really much of that lately for the past few months. And so it was nice to kind of cozy up inside home. And although there was some online classes, it was nice to stay home just by myself and with the family. I hope you guys are enjoying this, the snow as well. And again, please be safe on the roads. Today will be a very similar day as the episode before. I've had so many good comments about the book we went over the last few episodes. The True Meaning of Life by Kenneth O'Dea. And so I definitely will be going over the rest. I don't think the whole book yet, but as much as we can today from where we left off last episode. And of course, Justice Lit won't be complete without any songs. And I have chosen some unique songs today. I have three at the moment, but depending on the time, I'll try and get all three of them played. If not, maybe two. But both, or several of the songs I chose, they do not have lyrics. And so I wanted to kind of bring that in for today. And it's a bit of a unique, it's local. I think they're Vancouver bands and artists, but they're very unique. They have different ways of projecting themselves. But I thought it was cool, and I thought it was, I thought it kind of matched the book that we're going over, The True Meaning of Life, in terms of how subjective life could be and life is. And so something unique in terms of song choices, I felt was necessary for today, and just for the snow as well. Kind of the background of the album that I'm going to play has metallics and all those techie things, which gray colors, brownish white vibes, which kind of related to the weather here today. And so we'll give those ones a listen as well. Before we start the readings, I'll start off with some ads, show promos, and PSAs, and then move on right to our first song of the day called Robot Shop from Fang and the Toebeans. And so we'll be right back after these.
On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art Programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fills, sound art and noise.
Quella dietro magari è la lampadina da camp- cambiare quella dietro.
Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at citr.ca.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
How'd it go? Are we done with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be swimming, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me
wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions.
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Thank you. awakened.
Welcome back to Jess's Lit. That was Robot Shop by Fang and the Tobeans. Now we'll get right into the readings. I believe we left off at Meditations number 2 last time. And so before we read, just to let you guys know again, for those of you who missed my explanation of where I got the books and the collections from, it's basically a website called obooko.com, and they have free PDFs of all kinds of books, whether nonfiction, fiction, poetry, children's literature. They have all the books that you need for you for free as a PDF version. And so I highly recommend you guys to check it out. For those of you guys who are interested in these things, check out obooko.com. They are great. And then now we will start right into this. Meditations number 2. I sat alone in a lonely hour, eyes fixed on nothing, lips sealed as my thoughts drip. This is my meditation. As life goes in circles, let our actions be straightforward. Live spent on worries and trouble. Victory and defeat make us proud or humble. Our wisdom separates us, our ignorance isolates us. When we're offered pain and anger as fashion, let hope and peace remain our outfit. Guide your path with precautions. As the mind attracts, so does the heart rejects. And when the mind rejects, the heart attracts. For when both is conquered, we live but we're not alive. We live but forget our role. For time judges itself. Everything we've lost finds its way back to us. Everything we've damaged takes more from us. Truth is a map. Life is a journey. We can decide not to travel, but we'll sure meet our end. Fear is darkness. A little light blooms our ego. The past is dead. Even tomorrow is not alive. The present is a survivor. In it, hopes and riches lies. Everything in accordance breeds rest of mind in abundance. Grow life inside of you. Let your existence spread. Let your footprint heal the lame. Time makes us patient. Time makes us desperate. Time is a healer. Time is also a killer. Nothing good is bad. Anything bad is bad. As consciousness comes from meditation, so does knowledge come from realization. When everything is lost and one thing is gained, one thing is lost and everything is gained. Let patience and contentment be balanced. Let gratitude and humility be adorned. Be addicted to truth, for it's never enough. As the moon travels, so does our days. When revenge knocks, let's not rush to the door. Let's stay fixed in our room, for in it sometimes lies our doom. The more we live, the humbler we should be. For what you possess has been possessed, and what you crave has been neglected. Continuous practice doesn't make perfect, but continuous practice with passion. The season we see shall be no more. Make hay while the sunshine, make hay after the sun shines, for success comes with no resting time. Do not conspire to destroy, neither be quite nor watch evil. That too is witchcraft. As we grow, still one thing marvels me. Nothing's new, yet life is full of surprises. Everything is nothing, so let nothing be your god. I sat alone in a lonely hour, eyes fixed on nothing, lips sealed as my thoughts drip. This is my meditation. Now, again, like I've said when I read this collection, every word seems to be significant. And I literally could go on a whole show with just one poem. That's how great this poem was, and all the poems in this collection seem to be. But I have a couple lines that I want to kind of repeat because they seemed really, really interesting and important. Let hope and peace remain our outfit. Now, what do you think of when you think about outfit? You know, some people may say they protect us. They determine who we are. I think that's a good point. They determine who we are. An outfit is us, in a sense. And so the author is basically saying, let hope and peace identify us. Let us not neglect hope and peace. Let hope and peace be us and linger within us like no other. I think that was a really cool line. Also, just to mention, I don't know what's going on with my nose right now, but something, I think, related to allergies. I didn't even know allergies could be a thing in winter, but something about my nose, I don't know what's going on, but that explains why I'm kind of huffing and puffing a little bit. Now, there was another one that I kept an eye on, and let me try and find this, because the past is dead, even tomorrow is not alive. The present is a survivor, in it hope and riches lies. Isn't that so cool? It seems so obvious, but the way he worded this, the diction and the wordplay here is so cool. Tomorrow isn't alive, but the past is dead. The present is a survivor of whatever it may be. And inside the present is where hopes and riches lies. Really, really cool. I like how he says, time makes us patient, yet it also makes us desperate. Time is also a healer, but he could also be a killer. Now, I think this is kind of self-explanatory, but I interpret this as how time could be so significant and important for you and beneficial for you. Yet time, the fact that you have the time, may be detrimental to your future if you use it unwisely. And so I think these four lines could be interpreted as, use time wisely. Don't take time for granted, because time will benefit you tremendously. But if unwisely used, time could also render your future and your existence obsolete and unmeaningful, which is something that you don't want. And so I think it was really cool and really, really greatly worded there. Now, another one that I came across, which was really compelling, was this one. As we grow, still one thing marvels me. Nothing is new, yet life is full of surprises. Everything is nothing, so let nothing be your God. Isn't that so nice? As we grow, there's one thing that still compels me, that still shocks me, that still surprises me. And he goes on to say, nothing is new. Nothing in this world is new. Yet, life brings you, life offers you so many surprises in your life. But since everything is nothing, let the nothingness, let the mundane nothingness be your God. Let that be a part of your life. And so that's a really nice thing to say, because in a sense, a lot of people have so much that they want to achieve, so much new things that they want to accomplish. Yet if you have this mentality of, hey, nothing in this world is new. Everything is just there and old and not as meaningful as you think. Then it'll give you a sense of ease, a little bit of comfort, a little bit of ease with the anxiety that you have with wanting to achieve something new, to be the first one to do, if you kind of step away from it. Not saying you shouldn't have that at all, but, you know, kind of stepping away from being the one, being the new guy, the new woman, the new whatever. Just to relax and let the nothingness be a part of you would significantly help you with achieving what you want to achieve. Now, we'll go into our next poem. It is called Anti-Clockwise. The earth is wearied of generations after generations. My heart is worried of sour celebrations. For the soul is destroyed, the body is glorified. The strong fears death, the weak is constantly set. Children gamble their cards in turns, 50-50, they cast the dice. One day out of time, there's no more Sunday. We skip for exercise and skip our days. Every day is the same. Let's just play ignorance to their names. The wheel of life is always in motion. Our speed and journey we auction. A journey of 1,000 miles. We are 99 steps ahead. A new day as the old lorry sets its engine. Traveling to the past becomes a future goal. Sometimes paradox plays a deceiving role. Even when the cock crows, we tend to forget our reminder. Sometimes failure lies in the effort. The stairs get higher the more we climb. Illusion becomes real in a twinkle, if an eye. For this kind of choice, destruction is the price. Very, very compelling poem here, with many meaningful passages and lines, but sometimes failure lies in the effort, I think was a very well-written line there, you know. It's always important to evaluate yourself and to evaluate strictly on yourself and to consider the efforts and the process of whatever you do is, I think, really important and can sometimes be more important than the actual result. And what he's basically saying is that the failure, whatever the failure may be, it could be a result in something or some sort of failure that you had in mind, that failure could be in the effort. And so the effort, I think, doesn't necessarily always have to mean that the working hard effort, as we all know. The effort could be the amount of attention that you gave to something, or an effort doesn't always have to be a physical effort. It could be an emotional, a mental effort. And whatever the effort is, the failure to something could be resting with the effort. And so please consider that. Another poem line here is, I don't know where it was. Let's see. The body is glorified, the strong fears death. The weak is constantly set. Children gamble their cards in turns. 50-50, they cast the dice. I like the involvement of gambling here. The arbitrariness of gambling was, I think, really cool to be put here. Overall, a really nice poem here. Now, before we get on to some more poems, I want to play you guys another tune. This one is called Stairs, and it's more of an ambient, I think, type of tune, again with no lyrics, but it was really relaxing to listen to, so please, I hope you guys like it. It was from Sonus Pacifica, called Stairs, so we'll give this one a listen. Thank you. That was Stairs by Sonus Pacifica. We will get right into the readings. Our next one is called Unfair Bargain. We can't say no to death. It's the only game we don't bet. Everyone must go, though the grave is not the goal. It's part of the mission, though eternity lies the vision. Body rotted, soul revitalized, mind forgotten, heart remembered, on the graveside, words are muttered, songs of morality, echoes through the tunnel of eternity, left on the earth are footprints, left in our eyes are fingerprints, sailing to forever, the wild wind is a constant reminder, thousands of ships we can't see, floating on the high sea, laying in a box, less half a home, compulsory humility to some, caged from a womb, still caged down the tomb. The world is a prison to buy and sell, we only trade fairly, then return to our cell. In turns we exist, in dreams we exist, laugh to the peak, cause you'll be wiped, for is it a curse? To see the beginning of life, and not the end of it, the footsteps we leave are being traced to where we'll be. It doesn't matter where we're laid, for we all have a resting home. Really nice poem here. We can't say no to death, it's the only game we don't bet. Everyone must go. Though the grave is not the goal, it's part of the mission. What a nice way to put this. Though eternity lies the vision, body rotted, soul revitalized. You know, this kind of sounds very similar, or conceptually similar, to some poems that I am writing at the moment. And so, nice, I like this. Our next one is called Life and Death. Life and death, oldest friends without love. The beauty of one lies in another. The tragedy of one lies in another. What one takes, the other gives. What one gives, the other takes. Where there's death, there's life. Where there's life, there's death. One cannot exist without the other. They were made for each other, or they were made together, but are not the same. Death is for life and life for death. The birth of death is life. The death of life is birth. Both have one thing in common, a rebirth. We mistake life for a better one, and ignorance condemn death. Sometimes life is a killer. Sometimes death is a killer, or healer. They separate the world. Also, they unite the world. They destroy. Also, they build. They're both protagonist and antagonist, yet none takes the lead role. They are inferior in superiority. They are superior in inferiority. A fair supremacy of hierarchy. In living, we understand death. In death, do we clearly understand life. In this, our conscious reality, we embrace the swarm thought. As we place judgment on our deeds, by looking at the things we don't see, and listening to the voices we don't hear, the words of our forefathers echoing through the tunnels of eternity, lingering in the ears of generations, their legacies, benchmark for survival, their footprints, landmark of correction, their souls have become ancestors to life. Where death ends, life begins. Where life ends, death begins. Cause both can never be conquered. In between life and death do we lay, amongst these losses and gain. Do we understand the true meaning of life itself? Great poem here. Was contrasting life and death, comparing life and death, explaining to us the similarities and differences of death, and how life and death are very much akin to each other. And I find these really fascinating. And also, I kind of agree with it too. And the way the author writes, I really enjoy, because he does a lot of comparing, and it's really straightforward, which gives the reader a little bit of comfort in reading it, because it doesn't really require you to fully really think deep into what the abstract meaning is. But although it seems straightforward, it's very deep. And the other one get, like, what one takes, the other gives. What one gives, the other takes. So the relationship that life and death both have within each other, and in a macro perspective, he's saying how similar they are and how much they need each other, which I can sort of take away from this poem. Life and death need each other, and they function together as a whole, and they can also function separately as a whole. And I love how he writes, sometimes life is a killer, and sometimes death is a healer. They separate the world, and they can also unite the world. And so both the notions that we have with life and death could also be thought of and seen as the other way around. And I think that's what the main focus of this poem is, to see life and death as the opposites, and to think about these opposite traits that we have of life and death, and to kind of incorporate it with the real world and see it through the opposite lens. And so, I don't know about you guys, but for me, a lot of my mentors growing up, they always said a lot of, Look at this thing, whatever it may be. Look at this from a different perspective. Look at this from the other way around. Think of you in the other person's shoes. All those things I could kind of think about right now, they all seem to match with this poem here. Think of life as the opposite of what you would believe life is. And the other way around with death. Think of death. If you have this notion of death inside your head, think of it from the opposite perspective. What would death mean to you then? What will life mean to you then? And I think it's, and I think this train of thought is what this poem is trying to get the readers to acquire. And to me, I think it's really important. I think we should be able to do this. And also, in a sense, I think it's to allow ourselves to have and acquire an open mind with whatever we do and whatever comes at us. The world is a very ambivalent, destructive, great, but also painful place. And so if we let ourselves open up our minds and to allow different perspectives from different spectrums of reality enter our souls and our mind, I think there's only going to be beneficial outcomes from that. And so I think this poem is really getting to the core of allowing ourselves to open up and see different perspectives instead of being so rigid and closed-minded. Our next poem is called Body, Spirit, and Soul. For the body, spirit, and soul came together in a fair unity of disagreement, that the body is pleasure, the spirit is nature, the soul is the treasure. Body lies in confusion, spirit awakens in correction, soul a destruction or redemption. The body owns the world, the soul owns eternity. The spirit lies between, for when one is on shift, the other is at work. The third is constant, one bears the light, one shines the light. The other bears the burden. Body decays. Spirit attends the funeral. Soul weeps. In daylight, one is darkened. In darkness, one is brightened. In between, the other lay. The true meaning of existence lies in all. Yet the failure of survival lies in one. Time judges one. The other judges time. The third is time itself. One is faith, one is hope, one is fate, one is earth, one is heaven, the other is heaven and hell. Really deep poem here. Comparing, contrasting, relating to the body, spirit, and soul. Really nice. The spirit lies between for when one is on shift. Isn't that nice? The other is at work. The third is constant. One bears the light. Just the imagery and the wordplay here is so good. So good. In daylight, one is darkened. In darkness, one is brightened. Again, a lot of contrasting and comparing and compelling us to think differently and move away from the rigidness of our understandings of the universe and reality itself. Really nice. Now, we will listen to our last song now of the day. It is from the same artist as the first song, Fang and the Toe Beans. But this time, I enjoyed this song too. Again, no lyrics, just tunes. And so we'll give this one a listen. It's called Standard Outfit, or Standard Orbit. Standard Orbit by Fang and the Toe Beans. Here we go.
Bye.
That was Standard Orbit by Fang and the Tobians. Now, unfortunately, we have come to the end of the show. I'm having a lot of fun with this collection. But if you guys, you know, want to try something new, just please let me know, and I will definitely do that. If not, and if you guys like it, please also give me a thumbs up, you guys. And I will continue on with this, because right now it seems like we're going on a roll here. Also, let me know how you guys thought about the music choices. I thought it was kind of funky and kind of cute. Funky and kind of cute to switch it up a little bit. Looking at all the sun with the snow and the birds. Felt like kind of spicing up a little things. And so let me know what you guys think of that. And anything else, just please feel free to let me know. Other than that, we're done for today. I hope you guys, you know, enjoy the sunshine while it lasts and the snow. I really doubt that the snow will go away anytime soon, because the forecast for next week, I think it says we're going to go all the way down to like minus 12. And so please, everyone, whoever drives, commutes, or anything outside, please be careful on the roads and when you're just walking in general. And yeah, I guess I'll just end things off from there. Have a good rest of your week, you guys. Persevere through the semester. It's already halfway. And I will see you guys again next week. Thank you all for joining Just Lit. Bye-bye.